Dr. Hope Jaron was driven to a life in science by her sense of wonder, fueling her dedication with a lifetime of study in geology, soil science, and the specialized fields of geochemistry, geobiology. Her study of fossilized plants has expanded our knowledge of the distant past, and her popular memoir, Lab Girl, has extended our understanding of women in science. She's coming to Maui this weekend. She's on the line with us now. Dr. Jaron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, sure. Let me address your scientific work, because I think it's kind of fascinating the way you've been able to learn from fossilized plants, yeah?
Yes.
What was it that led you in that particular direction? It didn't seem as if that much had been studied before you started work on that area.
Well, I got interested in plants because I'm interested in the moment when the geological becomes the biological. We mm-hmm. call that geobiology. But I'm interested in how the raw materials of the geological world, water and sunshine and the atmosphere, the moment when they turn into living cells, and that happens inside a leaf. It happens inside the leaves and the trees and grasses and the plants that are all around you, and that makes the base of our food chain. I'm interested in that moment of transformation and how it has changed in character over long periods of time as the availability of those resources have changed. And I'm also interested in how it might change in the future in terms of how we are changing the climate and the resources available on the surface of the earth.
Well, it sounds as if you're kind of describing the birth of life, yeah?
Yes, it is the first biochemical step that turns the raw ingredients of the world into the living tissue. That's the base of the food chain. It's that chemical process.
Well, that's what's not to be interested in, right? But as you say, that's changing, and some of those changes are a bit troubling, aren't they?
Well, the raw materials for life are changing. Mm-hmm. It matters what the temperature is and what the composition of the atmosphere is and the availability of fresh water. And we know from climate change that those are main things that are being affected. I study what happens on land, but of course there's plenty of folks interested in how the ocean is changing. And when we change those ground rules for how life works, we change the balance of competition all the way up the food chain and into our own lives. As we look at obtaining food and medicine and building materials, wood, and all the other wonderful things we get from the earth.
You know, there seem to be two sort of parallel motions in the world of science, and one of them good and one of them a bit disturbing, and one of them being, of course, the accumulation of additional knowledge about the origins of life and how we can sustain it. And also, but there's also a denial. As that information comes in, there seems to be a growing movement of denial of science, denial of proven facts. How do you get around that?
Well, to me, that reflects basic issues around trust. I think science and government and medicine have to ask themselves very hard questions about why doesn't the public trust the information that we believe strongly in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to face up to the fact that there are very good reasons in the past for when that trust was misplaced and when it was violated. That's a very big issue you're touching on.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's at the root of the resistance we see to really doing something about climate change.
In part, I would think one of the seeds of that destruction you describe is science kind of selling itself out, you know, becoming in the service of somebody wanting to make money.
Well, science is an interesting thing in that we do it for all kinds of different reasons. We do it in order to make better products. bridges and stronger bridges and cures for diseases. But really, in the scientist's daily life, we do it because it brings us joy.
Yeah.
And what happens down the road is something we may not be thinking about at the time. When we work, we're generally pursuing curiosity and trying to teach others to do the same thing.
But that, are you saying in a way that refusal or failure to think about what happens down the road has gotten science in a bit of trouble?
I think often we see discoveries that are used for both good effect and for more unfortunate things. You know, if we look at agriculture, we need to grow food so people can eat. But there's also a question of where we turn over land, where we take away natural settings and turn them into agricultural settings, and the people and animals and plants that are affected. I don't think we do ourselves any favor by saying, is this good or bad? What we often see is that we're somewhere in the middle. We've got to learn to live somewhere in the middle with all these contradictions. And we don't just leave the land perfectly alone. We need things from it. We need food and shelter. But that doesn't mean that we can treat the land any way we want to. That there's a thoughtful middle to how we should responsibly live on Earth. That's what I believe.
Before you can start thinking about is this good or bad, your primary role is to think, is this true or false, right?
Yes, there is that. Judging information and using my skills that I learned from other scientists to tell me, you know, is this true or false? And then my job is to share what I know. I do believe my job is not to tell people what they should think, what they should believe. It's to share what I've learned and be honest about how I learned it, what I know and what I don't know, and trust that people will form their own opinions and act in their own best interest.
Well, let's hope your hope is justified. And thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Dr. Hope Jaron is the author of Lab Girl, for which she was awarded the National Book Critics Circle Award for autobiography. She'll be speaking at a Merwin Conservancy Green Room event this Friday at 7 p.m. in the McCoy Studio Theater at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center.